News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Jane, new research looks at the fads for supplements and all of that kind of thing and poo-poos the vast majority of the research has been done by Saul Newman. He's a senior research fellow at the Centre for Longitudinal Studies at the University College London and the Oxford Institute of Population Aging. Before we get to supplements and treatments and all the rest of it, one of the pieces of research that Saul previously did was into the blue zones around the country, around the world. So Okinawa, Sardinia, I think there's an area in Greece as well, where you get this very high level of centenarians and people then looking at that to say, well, what are the trends that we can infer in this and how should we all behave to get the kind of longevity that they had? And he did some very interesting research into this. Saul, good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be on.
Now, can you walk us through what you discovered, first of all, on the blue zones? Because I remember reading it at the time and being riveted.
Well, it's astonishing. I mean, you mentioned the Greek blue zone. I discovered that the secret to reaching 100 in Ikaria, which is the Greek blue zone, was to simply have your relatives collect your pension while you were in the graveyard. You know, 72%, at least of them, 2% turned out to be dead, except on pension day. And the remarkable thing about this was that none of the demographers noticed for effectively decades until the global financial crisis came along and the Germans said, you're not getting any money until you review these 100-year-old people, at which point they all evaporated.
So the defining characteristic of the Greek blue zone was pension fraud?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you're casting an eye around the south of Italy and wondering why these blue zones happen to... The newest one has been promoted for, you know, the Cosa Nostra Mafia's homeland. So if you're looking for the secrets of longevity, it's don't tell anyone you die and keep taking your pension checks.
Now,
and
I would have thought,
though, this turned out to be the case.
The Japanese have a good reputation for administration and bureaucracy. Surely Okinawa isn't in the same category, is it?
100%. It had an even more remarkable error process thrown on top because the Americans had firebombed the place. And wherever they firebombed the place, you had an extraordinary number of 100-year-olds. The reason being that they had burned all the births and death records. Now, you die in a firebombing, you can't report your death to anybody. And in Japan, the family register has self-reported death certificates, remarkably. So once these errors were corrected, at least 80% of the people over the age of 100 in the country turned out to be, you know, smoke and ashes.
Did you become the subject of a lot of hate over this research? Because there was quite the industry built up around the blue zones.
Yes. I mean, it is amazing. It really came out viciously, but has become very silent since one of the blue zones, the one in America, turned out by the admission of its discoverer to be something they came up with for an editor. So they were working for National Geographic and they were told, you need to find America's blue zone. And lo and behold, the blue zone appeared on the drive between their house in Las Vegas. So that blue zone evaporating, turning out to be, you know, sort of a figment of collective imagination, has silenced a lot of this criticism.
Well, if you manage to get attacked over the blue zones, I can only imagine the reaction, given your latest piece of research that looks at nutrition trends, whether it be the Mediterranean diet, whether it be the kind of LED treatments that people are now using to improve their skin, all of the rest of it. The book is Morbid, Debunking Modern Longevity Science. What are the big blocks that you have discovered in that search?
I mean, there's an incredible list of scandals in the book. There's Cambridge professors claiming the secret to longevity is unnatural pursuits with young girls, right? How am I talking 14-year-olds? But there's also an incredible density of problems with any of this stuff. So one of the core arguments I raise in the book is that part of aging is that mortality rates double with age. So if I go from age 40 to 48, my odds of dying double. And if I accrue another 8 years, they double again. So the point is that if any of this stuff actually lowered your biological age by, say, 8 years, it would halve the risk of death from every cause of death that gets worse with age, every disease that gets worse with age, which is basically all of them. And these people would have the most remarkable medicine ever invented, and they would make hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, none of that's happening, and instead, you've got a bunch of lads on YouTube flogging supplements. And the reason they're doing that is none of it works.
But some of these lads and some of these ladies on YouTube look extraordinarily well preserved for relatively advancing years. Is that not evidence?
I mean, no. I can put a filter on and make myself look like Dolly Parton. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It's this sort of confected reality.
From what you have discovered,
again,
then...
The proof of that is it.
Go ahead.
Sorry for the delay. If the proof of that is, you know, where are the multinational medical companies that are buying this stuff up? Well, they don't exist, because it simply doesn't work.
A final thing then, from what you have looked into, is there anything that does work in terms of extension of longevity?
There's something that works in terms of lowering your mortality risk, and we already know what it is. Go for a jog. Don't smoke, you know, and if you're in doubt, there's a person who is a professional extending your life, and they'll call the doctor. You know, they're not on YouTube. Just go and talk to a real GP.
Saul, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It is that simple.
Saul, appreciate it. And Saul's book, Morbid: Debunking Modern Longevity Science, available online and in all good bookshops. That is Saul Newman, who is a senior research fellow at the Centre for Longitudinal Studies at the University College London and the Oxford Institute of Population Ageing.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.